KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Authorities have raised the alarm over the sharp rise in gambling among young people in South Africa.
Online gambling is something that young people are more attracted to because they are, most of them are digital natives. They've grown up with technology and the online space. So we have seen that our numbers on the sports betting side have definitely increased. And because of the affinity that young people have, we are, you know, reasonably confident that a lot of that increase would sit with our young people.
And that's the National Gambling Board's Lynette Kamineth. Recent findings from an online market research firm show that gamblers aged 18 to 34 are taking part in online gambling and sports betting an average of 11 times per month. The study found 39% opt to reinvest their winnings, while 30% gamble with money they can't afford to lose. Kamineth says the onus is on the individual to decide when to stop gambling.
People firstly to take personal responsibility for their habits. If it becomes out of balance in your life, then is when you have a problem. So we always say that as long as you are gambling for sort of entertainment and leisure, that is a good thing. So it's up to the individual as well to educate themselves about the dangers of gambling.
KZN Cooperative Governance MEC Tula Sizwe Buthelezi has pledged his support to mine workers' union AMCU to prevent the potential closure of the Zululand anthracite colliery in Ulundi. He met with the union's leader, Joseph Matundjwa, yesterday. Matundjwa says the mine has not yet reached the end of its lifespan, while plenty of coal deposit are still underground. He says possible avenues to keep the mine operational need to be explored.
South Africa is facing a huge challenge of unemployment. We really welcome the manner in which the COGTA MEC has welcomed us and is behind us, full support of all the endeavors that we are doing to save jobs around ZEC. If ZEC mine could close, the community will suffer and also small business will suffer. Therefore, we cannot allow this to happen.
Newswatch has reached out to the mine for comment. Nigeria has secured a 2.4 billion rand loan to invest in farming. Agriculture and Food Security Minister Abubakar Kyari says the money will support an ongoing plan to boost staples like wheat, rice, maize, sorghum, soybean and cassava. Nigeria's population is now at around 220 million. Nutrition analysts Kadre Hamones last week said 25 million in the West African country already face acute food insecurity. They expect the figure to rise to 33 million next year. Last month, torrential rain swamped a swathe of central Nigeria, destroying 1.6 million hectares of farmland. And India's capital, New Delhi, has ordered all primary schools to shut until further notice due to smog. Officials say classes will be moved online because of the worsening air pollution. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 28, Richards Bay 29. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.